Good evening. I call order the Monroe Public Schools Board of Education meeting. Today is February 25th, 2025, and the time is 7 p.m. Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Here.
Could we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, before we begin, if anyone in the community, in the audience, wishes to address the board, there are forms in the back to my left corner, to your right. Please fill one of those out and hand them to the assistant here, Jamie, so we can get you scheduled. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda this evening?
There are none tonight, sir.
As we have none, can I have a motion?
I make a motion that we accept the agenda that is presented before us.
We have a motion. Do we have support?
Support.
Support. Jamie, can we have roll call?
Yes, Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes, and the motion passes 7-0. Superintendent Shaw, you're up now with your comments.
All right.
Six.
So, all right, so this first go-around, we have two buildings in here tonight. So the last time, we had a lot of fun with the middle school and Valentine's time right there. And so tonight, though, we're going to have a whole lot of fun with Manor Up First. So, Mrs. Tylinda, you want to bring your crew up and share with what's happening at Manor?
Might not be as funny as the last one.
I will be sure to laugh on your behalf.
Sorry. We've got more of a serious approach. All right. So, Dave, you got the...
No.
No. Well, we have slides. They're prepared. They have their slides, but we wanted to show you some slides. Yeah, so we have a handout for you guys, but we're here talking about our Leader in Me program at Manor Elementary. I'm Brittany Tylinda. I'm the principal, and we're going to go through and do some introductions.
Hi, my name is Eric Vandegas. I'm in sixth grade.
My name is Addison Saudi. I'm in sixth grade.
My name is Bristol Duchesne, and I'm in sixth grade.
My name is Everly Hyde, and I'm in sixth grade.
My name is Adeline Rios, and I'm in sixth grade.
And with these students, some of them are on our Student Lighthouse team, and we do have two that are on our Board of Delegates. One of them, Liana Clark, couldn't be here today. She has a pretty big news recital, so she has to practice for that. All right, well, I guess we will start without slides, and we can show you guys the presentation after. Okay.
So, Brittany, if you do me a favor, grab the Kleenex box, so that way when the kids step up to the microphone to talk, their faces can be on the big screen that's out with everyone in the community.
Okay.
Thank you.
What is Leader in Me? The Leader in Me program empowers students to become leaders in every aspect of life. There are seven habits that we follow that will be discussed later in this presentation.
The seven habits can help students have a positive attitude, and it makes them more excited to come to school every day.
Manor became a Leader in Me school in 2014. We celebrated our 10-year anniversary last year and invited community members to hear about our program. We also had a school-wide celebration where students were able to sharpen the saw and celebrate their hard work towards their goals all year. We reached the Lighthouse status in 2017 and have maintained Lighthouse status ever since. Applying for the Lighthouse milestone typically occurs 3 to 5 years after school begins, the Leader in Me process. Becoming a Lighthouse school means the school provided outstanding results in school and student outcomes by implementing the Leader in Me with fidelity.
How we use the seven habits at school. We have posters around the school. We have a student lighthouse team and a junior lighthouse team. Big kids help in little kids' classes, sometimes on Fridays. We call them our buddy classes. We have student-led school-wide assemblies. We have lessons about the seven habits. We have Leader in Me curriculum, including Leader in Me binders, and we have student-led conferences.
Habit 1, be proactive. Habit 2, begin with the end in mind. Habit 3, put first things first. Habit 4, think win-win. Habit 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood. Habit 6, synergize. Habit 7, sharpen the saw. Habit 1, be proactive. I'm in charge of my choices. I take initiative. I choose my actions, attitudes, and moods. I do the right thing without being asked, even when no one is looking.
So you guys will see on the handout, they're going to go over each habit.
Habit 2, begin with the end in mind. Have a plan. I plan ahead and set goals. Habit 3, put first things first. Work first, then plan. I set priorities, make a schedule, and follow my plan. I'm self-disciplined and organized. Habit 4, think win-win. Everyone can win. I want everyone to be a success. I don't have to put others down to get what I want. When a conflict happens, I look for a third solution. Habit 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood. I listen without interrupting. I try to see from their point of view. Habit 6, synergize. Together is better. We can all learn from each other, working in groups helps.
Habit 7, sharpen the saw. Balance feels best. I take care of my body by eating right, exercising, and getting sleep. I learn in lots of ways and in lots of places, not just at school.
Thank you everyone for your time today. Does anybody have any questions?
Where did you learn such great speaking voices?
From the school-wide assemblies that we have. We get to speak out a lot.
So did each one of you choose your goal and then define it yourself, or did you work on it together, your habits?
We kind of worked on them together in a way. She helped design the paper that we have. Ms. Thailander did.
Wonderful. Okay. If there's no other questions, thank you for coming in tonight. And appreciate that. All right, so great job, Manor Bobcats. I know that some pictures are going to be wanted right there. Thank you, Ms. Thailander, for coming in. And next up is Arborwood.
I can plug it in.
Is it north, south, or both?
Both.
All right, so we have both Arborwood North and South with us tonight. So Ms. Lavender, Mrs. Moore. All right.
We're missing two students, but I'm Ms. Lavender.
I'm Mrs. Moore.
I'm Connor.
Okay, speak a little louder.
And I'm Bailey Manning.
Okay, and we're missing Josh and Blaine, which I'm a little surprised about tonight. So, at Arborwood campus, one more to us really means try again. And we do all the time. We wanted to talk a little bit about Eagle excitement. We're in the middle of testing right now, and I was going to try to present the numbers because I know how you guys like the numbers, but we're still in the middle of finalizing the reading, and then math starts tomorrow. So hopefully that will be included in one of Andrea's presentations. One of the other things that we really pride ourselves on is our PBIS and our kickboard. And year to date, safety so far, we've had 15,739 points. Ownership, 14,000. You can read that. Attitude, 14,000. And respect, 20,000, that we're super proud about. This I felt was important because one of the ways that we really use our kickboard points is the students get to, on the right, the students get to earn and gather their points, and then they can shop once a week or once every 2 weeks from our store cart. And then on the left, teachers also get to shop from a teacher cart because it's for engagement, how much they engage. Well, it's how much they engage on kickboard. Just try to encourage them to make sure. No, that's fine. No, it's you know, to encourage them to give, you know, give the points to kids and just be cognizant of it.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Eagle Awards. Eye ready for typical stretch or growth. Each teacher selects students from for kindness.
For
Mr. Rogers, kindness.
Oh. Yep.
Anna.
Miss Livy and Miss Marsh come into our classrooms and do circles. Circles let us share ideas, listen to each other, and create safe and supportive spaces.
These are our restorative practice coach and our and analysts who come in and do these.
Our deans, Mr. Lear and Miss King, ask us each teacher to nominate a student that exemplifies our SOAR values.
Oh, I have high school.
It's Miss Levin.
Okay. Because Blaine's not here. The high school basketball team comes every other Monday, and we first do like a restorative circle. Then they help the students finish work, and then, of course, they go play basketball. And they also get to go to the games for free, although the games are over with. But they will continue to come over until May.
Some special events that we have is motivational speaker Jim Basketball Jones visited Arborwood in September. He talked about our PBIS and SOAR goals. He engaged with students using basketball tricks. A famous quote by him is, "Be kind and do the right thing." We do a Thanksgiving turkey trot to get the students active and excited.
The transportation show.
Okay. On May 16th, on May 16th, our sixth grade students will be putting on our fourth annual transportation show for the community. You are all invited.
And Miss Darla will be should be receiving a phone call. She always participates. Okay, so we always have Monday Matters, and it has helps us remain calm with calming videos, has fun activities, our monthly kickboard goals, and it helps us get ready for the week. It always has a riddle that they love to do, so I'm going to ask you our riddle for this week. Why did the genie get so mad? Who wants the eagle? Just for tonight, though.
Why did the genie get so mad?
Yes.
Yes.
Something rubbed him the wrong way.
Yes, yes. So you would get the eagle. Yes. So we would we announce that every Tuesday morning in the cafeteria, and it's like a very big competitive spirit, and the kids love it.
And they get to keep the eagle for the week in their classroom and be like, "I have it." And
right.
Yep. It's fun.
That's cool.
So we have a great support staff at Arborwood, and these are people that students can talk to when they're having a really hard time, when they're sad or they need to calm down. They're there, and you can see a few different ones talking to them in these pictures. They help with special events. We do yoga, and we have them as mentors as well. They make them feel safe and loved, and they also just they're there to cheer you on and make you laugh during the school day. And then Student Council, it's run by Mr. Lear. He's the dean over at South. These are students who were elected by their classmates.
And they are making big decisions for the school. They're doing fun events on Fridays, the hat days, pajama days. They're selling treats right now in the cafeteria to raise money. They do food drives for Oaks. They did a penny ward to raise money for a family to buy Christmas presents. So they did really great things this year, and they will continue to throughout the year and having different events and ways to raise money or just to bring fun into the school.
The penny wards were fun. They raised $156 for a family for Christmas. Yes. Okay, so this is something that we do at school. This is our cheer, and we would like you to participate. So,
but I have to tell a story about one of my little kindergartners every time she sees me in the hallway because of this. She says to me, "Have a happy Eagles Day." And it's the cutest thing ever. So I just thought of her when we put this up there.
So actually this started with Mr. Plitzy and when Mr. Joseph was at Arborwood, and we would say go, and then everybody goes, Eagles. Yes. Yes. You know, just one more thing.
And then that's they're quiet and they listen, and that's when we do all the funness.
Wow, you solicited the support.
Yes.
You get to pass it on.
Okay.
All right.
This goes right here to Mr. Zimmerman.
The other ball guy. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Mr. Heck, right there, right next to him.
Thank you very much.
This one goes to Jamie Sullivan, secretary.
Thank you so much, sweetie.
Sorry.
Very nice.
Okay, Mary Vincent, and she's right there with the gray and the white. Okay?
Do they? Is it really? Learning lessons.
This is the one where I just go,
oh, yeah.
Right there.
All right. And this is Mr. Cadet.
And then this one goes to Cindy Flynn, who's not really Cindy Flynn. And we thank you. Do you have any
so
questions?
Really quick, we have to say it. Go,
Eagles!
We're going to open these so we can see what
Yes,
absolutely.
Love the key for being, thank you for being the key to our success.
Awesome.
Great job, kids.
Look at the
that
car.
That'll be a car show
shirt.
I know.
It'll be a car show. Yes, there'll be more to come.
All right, great job, everybody. Now be sure. Oh, there's Wendy. So Wendy will want to get that picture of you all. Thank you very much. Great job tonight, as always. And so again, thank you to all of our to our two buildings and staff for coming in tonight. And Mr. Heck, that concludes my first round of comments.
Okay. Public commentary. Carrie, do we have any on agenda items? Okay, then we'll go to reports, contracted services. Any comments or discussion on contracted services? If not, we'll go to the consent agenda. Are there any items the board members would like to have moved off the consent agenda and moved over to new business? If not, can we get a motion to support items B2A as a consent agenda?
I move to accept the items B2A be considered as a consent agenda and the items be approved as recommended.
Is there support?
Support.
Jamie, can we have roll call?
Yes. Mrs. Taurasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
And the motion passes 6-0. Get it right. Okay. Before we move into new business, just some background is that the items on agenda items on new business we've discussed at depth in prior work sessions and have been addressed in our weekly board briefs. So we may move quickly through these, but They've been thoroughly vetted and discussed. And as a reminder, our work sessions are open to the public. Next, I will turn over to Mrs. Shook for the adoption of amended 2024-2025 budget for the general, food service, student school activity, 2020 bond debt, sinking, building, site, and 2020-2023 bond capital projects.
Thank you, President Heck. Tonight, we are asking the board to move to adopt the amended 2024-2025 budgets for the general fund, food service fund, student school activity fund, 2020 bond debt fund, sinking fund, building and site fund, and the 2020-2023 bond capital projects funds as presented.
Do we have a motion?
I move to adopt the amended 2024-2025 budget for the general, food service, student school activity, 2020 bond debt, sinking, building and site, and 2020-2023 bond capital projects fund as presented.
Support.
Discussion? Do we have any discussion?
Thank you for your presentations, as always.
You always have the answers. Usually.
I know where to find it.
Right. Thank you.
Jamie, can we have roll call?
Yes. Mrs. Taurasi?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes. And the motion passes 6-0. Next, we have the tennis court restoration.
Yep. Mr. Payne is going to take this one right here.
Thank you, President Heck. We're asking the board to move to approve the purchase of tennis court restorations at Monroe High School at a cost not to exceed $339,600 from Courtsmith. Funds for this purchase will come from the site sinking fund.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
I'll move to approve the tennis court restorations at a cost not to exceed $339,600 from Courtsmith from the site sinking fund.
Do we have support?
I'll support.
Discussion.
So these are for new tennis courts.
The fencing would stay, but everything inside would get redone. The only physical change, I talked to Dr. Husson last Friday, is they're going to add a center piece so when they coach, they don't have to walk all the way around. Like, but as far as structural, it'll be the same.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But they will take it basically down to the foundation.
Yes.
Because it's out of level in. Particularly in one corner.
This is a redo, not just a patch and fill. It's an actual.
Yeah. One other item for that, just so you're aware that, so this is the company coming in. We are still evaluating the drainage out there, so we're working with Kohler Architecture on that. So we still, there, we'll come back with some, maybe another approval on another part of that whole mm-hmm. area right there, but we need to be able to get on to their list to get the work set up. Mm-hmm. But that area, we've been out there in the spring,
in general, it gets pretty wet.
And these are the original tennis courts, correct?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're original, but they need. We've been patching them for a while, and looking at the cost, this.
I don't ever remember them ever digging these things out.
No, I don't remember since I've been here.
They have been resurfaced, but I don't think we've started from scratch, which is probably what they need.
Yeah.
30-some years in this district.
Any further?
So do we have any idea on the cost, or is that anticipated to be like, I need to fix the leaky toilet, or I have to tear out all the plumbing?
No, it's more about, it could be potential some excavation and or putting in like, what do they call that? Catch basin.
They're going to, yeah, it's more of an analyze the drainage and see if we need to do anything, which would help the whole high school, not just because of the tennis courts.
Yeah.
But since it's redoing it, it brought it to our attention, so.
Any further discussion? If not, Jamie, can we have roll call?
Yes. Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes. And the motion passes 6-0. Next, we have on the agenda the auditorium curtains.
Thank you. We're asking the board to move to approve the following purchase of auditorium stage curtains at Monroe High School for a cost not to exceed $70,346 from Farnham Equipment Company. Funds from this purchase would come from the general fund.
I will move to approve the following purchase of auditorium stage curtains. I'm so excited about it.
at a cost not to exceed $70,346 from Farnham Equipment Company. Funds will come from the district general fund.
Support.
Discussion.
What?
Now, I believe these are the original curtains that came with the high school.
What color are they going to be?
They better be red.
Currently red. I just thought I would ask if there was a new color change.
Before we did the purchase, Jesse was so kind to get the purchase order ready. I'm asking Mr. Polizzi to meet with Steve with the color palette to make sure, because we don't want to delay the we want to make sure it's exactly what they want. So they're going to confirm that, which will probably be some sort of, I'm not an architect, but reddish.
Yeah.
But
not all reds are created equal, like not even close.
A couple questions, David. What is the timing on getting the new curtains in?
So if we get them the purchase order first thing tomorrow, they're going to try to have them in before May 1st.
Okay.
It wouldn't make the actual, like the spring events it would make, mm-hmm. but not the play.
Okay.
Now, it could come faster, but they're saying at least by May 1st, before May 1st.
Do they install them as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is so for the curtains, is it only the red curtains in front, or does it include all of the back curtains for like?
It's complete.
Wonderful.
I don't know the term, but when I read it, it's like there's little pieces. In
mm-hmm.
the,
yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? If not, Jamie, can we have a roll call?
Yes, Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mrs. Tarassi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Hatt.
Yes, and the motion passes 6-0. Old business. We have one agenda item on old business.
Nope, you got a reinstatement.
Oh.
New business.
No. Hold on.
Here, I'll give you mine.
It is not on my list.
I apologize for that, Tom.
So we did audit.
Now you're on top.
Now you're here.
Yep.
Okay.
Now you're
Sorry
there.
About that, Tom.
Okay, so we will first do the reinstatement, recommendations for reinstatement.
Great. Thank you, President Heck. We asked the board to consider the recommendation of the reinstatement committee on this matter of student discipline and move to accept the recommendation of the committee for a full reinstatement of student A, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and conditionally reinstate student A, or move to reject the recommendation of the reinstatement committee and deny reinstatement for student A.
Thank you, Ms. Joseph. Do we have a motion?
Let me read it, I'll read it.
I'll let you read it.
I move to consider the recommendation of the reinstatement committee on this matter of student discipline and move to accept the recommendation of the committee for a full reinstatement of student A.
Do we have support?
I'll support that.
Any discussion? If not, Jamie, can we have roll call?
Yes. Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mrs. Tarassi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Hack.
Yes. And the motion passes 6-0.
Now you can have your old business.
Now we go
now
to
you
old
can
business.
Do it.
Okay. There's a.
You got it?
Yeah. Thank you. So there's a minutes revision. This would be for the January 28th, 2025 board work session.
So if that we'd had those minutes we pulled, we met on that and did a revision, and you've had that revision, and it's been published. And so it is a recommendation that the board approve the January 28th, 2025 board work session minutes. Fixing this. Work session be removed and replaced with the revised minutes as presented.
Do we have a motion?
I will move that the signed minutes from the January 28th, 2025 board work session be removed and replaced with the revised minutes as presented.
Is there support?
Support.
Any discussion?
So yes, I will put a caveat out there. When I pulled the minutes, I pulled the wrong minutes, but we kindly went back and made an adjustment on the amendments. So thank you for all involved, right?
Yes, so that means if we pull those minutes from that first set, the wrong ones, we still have to approve those.
No, they were on the consent agenda.
Were they? Thank
yeah.
you
yep.
for that clarity.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Any
just
I did
oh, go ahead.
There.
Yes. So just for like broader context, for broader explanation. So at our previous board meeting, The request was to pull board meeting 2 minutes for review. So those were pulled from the consent agenda for review. What remained on the consent agenda and what was approved was the work session. What was reviewed after the fact was that the work session needed to be edited, not the one that was actually pulled. So that's what was happening. So human error happens. It's a part of life. And so as a board, we're humans and we are part of that process too. So that's what this old business is about. So for full context, we are now approving the minutes that were not pulled from that previous board meeting. So they weren't pulled, but now we are going back with this old business to approve the things that weren't pulled because they have now been edited. So that's all the details. Okay. Just because I wanted to provide all of the context.
Okay.
That's all.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Nope.
Jamie, can we have roll call?
Yes, Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes.
Mr. Hack.
Yes, and the motion passes 6-0. Superintendent comments.
All right. So the update on the elementary redesign work. As you are aware, that we were able to name the administrators last week. Laura Lavender is the 5-6 principal with Kevin Pilgrim as the assistant. Kelly Lake will be at Waterloo. Yesterday, we sent out to all of our teaching staff a Google form to fill out in regards to the selection process for teachers at the 5-6 building, at Waterloo, the Encore staff also, and also looking at any kind of bumping that may have to occur. We worked directly with the union, and that process went very smoothly. And so our goal is that, again, before the end of March, that the 5th and 6th grade teachers, along with the Waterloo teachers, are named, Encore teachers are named, the K-4 teachers and their buildings that they're validated. And then also by the end of March, that we'll have any adjustments that go with the intra-district school of lines, those building lines for the elementaries, have been also communicated out to families, and the start and end times of all of our buildings. So that's what we're working on right now. And then once the staffs are named, then that next set of information will come out as far as deadlines for example, administrators going and meeting at buildings and talking to the fourth and current fourth, fifth grade students to any work that's happening with the teachers in the buildings. We are validating right now too. we have worked that up as far as the building layouts. So we'll be working through what classrooms are gonna get moved. So over the spring break, Dave and his crew will be able to take and know which classrooms are being moved and potentially even to what rooms. That's another big goal we have, is that once the teachers have his name, that they'll be placed in their classrooms. So that way they're setting up for the summer on all the moves. So more to come on the redesign, but that's it's moving along very quickly, and we're thrilled with the work alongside of our union. Eighth grade open house. So Monroe High School has been hosting eighth grade open houses, and so the next one is on Tuesday, March the 4th. Also Friday, March 7th. It's sad that we're already saying March, by the way, for how fast this year is rolling. It's a half day for students. Spring play, Radium Girls, is on March 14th and 16th. And then the Great Gatsby Gala is this Friday night. A great question was raised by one of our community members just recently about, so where are those monies, where are those monies going to be used for? And so those monies are just to help offset costs. We would have to use any general fund dollars for activities on any of the kindness challenges that we do. So, for example, we have one big challenge that we've done in the past is students making bracelets and handing them out and or cards. So we can use those monies for that. We have our walk coming up, and there'll be expenses that go for that. We can use that money there. So, and then it's just a great opportunity, though, to pull the community together in the work that we're doing as a community, because it's not just Monroe Public. It's the whole community,
the
too.
The support has been incredible.
It has. So.
It truly has.
Yep. So that's all I have for tonight, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Superintendent Shaw. Do we have any public commentary?
We do not.
Okay. Is there any board commentary? Start with Larry.
Yeah, I would just like to say, Cassie, thanks for all your hard work on the budget. You actually take all of that data and actually turn it into something we can understand. Thank you. That's all I got.
Gary? Darla?
One thing, and I thought of it is, Andy, thank you for giving an update on the elementary design. On the, I didn't bring it with me, David, on the list of where we're at on that big old chart you made. Are we, because we started kind of late, where is it at on the chart? Are we going to, like, keep an update on that? Or just because we have it, and I didn't bring it, but.
We're on track. The as far as my areas is once we've things that I've done, we're on track, but things that we've worked on is assessing classrooms. So once we do get the list, we know which ones need carpet, which ones need painting. We've met twice or three times with furniture companies to work with Waterloo and getting that district-wide template. We're getting ready to turn that over to Ms. Joseph's team to analyze. We've worked on the tech layout. So as classrooms move, there's a template. We won't disrupt teachers that won't be moving. But if they're part of that fifth and sixth or they're leaving, there'll be a template we'll utilize so we can reduce the amount of holes and ceilings and moving back and forth. So that layout will be presented to Terry's team as well to say, okay, we like these three layouts, let's stick with that. And then it'll help us be more efficient and also less damage in the room or change moving forward. Nice. So I think we're in a good place. I will be honest, once we get that list, spring break's gonna be a busy week because that's when the data's finished, because it's hard to make any like plan as far as physical moves until we have that list. But we're doing all the pre-work, so we'll be ready.
Yeah, I just kind of thought maybe you were the keeper of the checklist, and that's kind of why I said that. So, and you were the one that presented it. So when we look at the financial costs coming, and I know that the technology thing's coming, and I heard about the furniture coming, so how does that play into the cost for the project? Because it sounds like we're going to add a lot more onto that.
When we look at the fifth and sixth grade, when it comes to furniture, we'll be pulling all the furniture from current fifth, sixth grade classrooms. What we're trying to also do, though, is as we move stuff over, some of that will get evaluated, like can it actually be moved? We were in one sixth grade classroom when we were doing the tours over at Manor, and that classroom has two different types of furniture in it. Mm-hmm. And but the big one is, though, is using Waterloo as our template. So that's the building really that's we're going to put furniture in to use to say, okay, this is what kind of furniture goes in a kindergarten room, first grade, second, third, fourth. And then in the future, be able to start replacing. And we say that because some of the furniture that that we saw, I know for a fact, was purchased in the 1990s or in the late 80s. Mm-hmm. And right. So it's useful life. I mean, it's hitting it. But this is a longer plan as far as furniture replacement will go. Mm. But while we're doing this work, and we really, it's more that work at Waterloo to make that template for us so that when we start having the ability through our funding mechanisms to keep changing, we will. There are some classrooms potentially at the 5-6 building based on the furniture move, and we're talking about first student furniture, okay, that may have to be replaced, but then also when we start to look at the classroom stuff for the teachers, okay, is more of a standardization even for them. And so that, because what we find is we spend a lot of time and energy when we move classrooms about, and those workspaces, and so we want to make sure that when we put that building back together, it's done in a very appropriate way. So the $250,000 that we talked about, for that's part of with furniture or anything like that, that would be for the 5-6 building. The Waterloo is totally something different.
I thought it was all part of the same elementary design because it included all the schools in the project. So my understanding was all schools. So I guess here's my request. Can we keep track of the funds that are being spent on this project? And I think everything we're doing at all elementary schools are part of it because that was an elementary redesign plan that included the change of a 5-6. So just for fiscal responsibility, what are the costs that are going to be associated, and just keep track of it so we have a final counting.
We are already doing that.
Yeah. Just keep us abreast of it. And I'd be appreciative of that.
And the calendar, because I know we're going to add and keep refining it down. So periodically we'll go, all right, let's go over we'll show you the timeline, everything we've accomplished, And there are some projects, please understand, though, that would have already, wouldn't matter if we did the redesign or not, would have happened. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, if there's a carpet replacement in a classroom, that's something that would have naturally happened.
No, right? Those kind of things that we discussed during the time, that there were just some natural yep. times necessary to do some of that. Yep. I don't recall some of these other conversations. So again, I'm just making a request if we can just track this, because yep. we put this all out to the community and just make sure what we said this is only going to cost, yep. that we're not... Yep. you know,
yep,
driving it crazy. You. Thank you for that.
My assumption is Waterloo really was a separate bond project, and those costs really...
We were going to have to do that whether we did this redesign either way, right. If we were going to open it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was part of the bond,
yes.
to reopen mm-hmm. it. Whatever we reopen it as,
right.
those costs go against that bond project.
But it was yeah. only the major stuff. It wasn't like the carpeting and all that, was it?
No, yeah.
Was it everything?
We wanted to get that school kind of checked off our list, so we did the lighting, the asbestos abatement.
And that all came yeah. out of bond money?
Bond or sinking fund.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that way we're not having to go back in that building a second time. Right. And
so I'm curious, Darla, if I can kind of like piggyback off of your idea. So the timeline document that you had with all of the different components of the move for the 5-6 proposal, and each of the components had its own line showing us when those phases would be happening. If we could just add a column for associated costs mm-hmm. for each of those components, yeah. I feel like that would be a really great way for us to see not only how the timeline is shaping up in reality compared to like the proposed, like our projected timeline. And then also we could see the actual cost connected to each of those items.
And I would say that anything that isn't captured on that line can have another
yep.
caveat.
Yep. Yeah.
My redesign stipend will be included as well.
That has not been approved.
If you do use Microsoft Project,
that's where we are.
Baked yep. right into it.
Yeah. So
we could start.
He's a salaried employee. These are other things on the side. So we're making it really clear that
I can start including that more briefly.
Right. Does come out occasionally, especially after the 7:30 hour.
I've already calculated your real wage, so
yeah, trust me, I have to.
Stacy,
I just want to thank Jamie for the changes that she's made to the minutes, and I think you do a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you,
Jamie. Mary.
I'm glad that you brought that up. So I would like the board to consider an idea. So for minutes, just because in our minutes, we have a recording that goes along with them, and the recording is timestamped per each discussionary item for each agenda item. Words are hard. So with that, for my opinion, I don't think that we need to have as much copious notes because I feel like there's redundancy there. That and the note-taking, albeit it's wonderful, but I feel like the note-taking might not most accurately capture what's being discussed the way that an actual recording of what the discussion actually is can. And now with adaptive technologies, people that need like visual representations of words or braille, they can have their assistive technology provide that to them with the recording that's provided. I feel that our minutes might not need as much copious notes as what they currently have. So my suggestion for your consideration is that we pare down or possibly eliminate the note-taking and rely more heavily on the recorded components of what we provide. Just because the recordings will stay connected to our agendas in perpetuity, right? Like even if our records at this building get destroyed, they will be on registry with the state forever. So it's just something.
The recordings are still on there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, they will stay forever too.
I like the recordings.
Yes. So I would just like for the board to consider. That's all.
No, it's a fair request because typically if you fact, if you read through Robert's rules, basically the only requirements for minutes are the decision process. So what is the vote? What is the motion? Who's the second? And adding all the discussion is really extra. So I think it's a fair request.
So I'm going to piggyback off of you and suggest that maybe we make this just a quick addendum on one of our work sessions, mm-hmm. that we can kind of take a look and throw some ideas out there and see what we come up with.
Okay. Anything else, Mary?
That's all.
Okay. Just to wrap it up, I'm surprised you didn't announce it, Superintendent Shaw. Tomorrow night is the National Honor Society induction at 7 p.m. As a former National Honor Society member, I certainly will be there and
7 o'clock.
Encourage others to be there to recognize them as well. It's what? Oh, is it? I'll be at National Honor Society.
Yes,
sorry.
At the high school auditorium.
And that's all I have. Any, I guess, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
The motion, we have support. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So that concludes our agenda for this evening. Our next regular Board of Education meeting will be held Tuesday, March 11th, 2025, and will begin at 7 p.m. The board work session will be held prior to the board meeting, beginning at 5:30 p.m. And the Monroe Public Schools Board of Education for Tuesday, February 25th, 2025 is adjourned at 7:46 p.m.